now some of your thoughts. We spoke recently with Harvard Magazine's Craig Lambert about shadow work. That means, for instance, bagging your own groceries. We talked about how shadow work is costing someone a job. But Denise Brown wrote with another effect. She says this shadow work falls particularly hard on elderly people and the disabled. Once your hands are swollen and painful, it's neither convenient or empowering to have no one to pump your gas or bag your groceries. Then there was our look at the greening of Walmart and the big box store's claims that it's moving towards sustainability. Sonia Cowell is with Zevin Asset Management. Her company is opposing a proposed Walmart in Somerville, Massachusetts. Backers say it will bring jobs, but Sonia sent us a letter she wrote to the city. It reads in part, "While Walmart has made some very impressive moves towards waste reduction, truck fleet efficiency, and a sustainability index for its suppliers, we believe that this is more than offset by the negative impact on local communities. While we're sympathetic about the need for job creation, there have been studies showing that when Walmart enters a market, the net effect is to reduce local employment." Okay, I really stepped in it when I tried to pronounce the name of the Kansas town where President Obama was making a speech last week. I believe it's pronounced Osawatomie. Well, Lori Ward of Lawrence, Kansas, was one of many who wrote, "It's Osawatomie." But Betsy Pike of Shawnee, Todd Cohen, Director of University Relations at the University of Kansas, and Barbara Norden all say it's Osawatomie. Then there were the calls.
This is Charles Cohen from Lawrence, Kansas. It's Osawatomie.
The town that President Obama is speaking in is pronounced Osawatomie. This is Sue Parker in Wichita, Kansas. I can understand the confusion.
So let's go to the source, City Hall, where we've reached Janine. Janine, pronounce your city.
Osawatomie.
Osawatomie.
Yes.
And do you hear a lot, I mean, forgive me, I mispronounced it. Does that happen often?
Yes. A lot of people say Osawatomie.
Oh, boy, that's worse than mine. Osawatomie it is, and thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am, and you have a good day.
Sorry, my bad. Finally, our coverage of Pearl Harbor Day brought back a lot of memories. Dick Hartley wrote, "I was a little boy of 9 living in Hilo, Hawaii, and on the way home from church when we first heard about the attack on Pearl Harbor. The radio announcer kept saying, 'This is not a drill,' and my father kept saying, 'It's a maneuvering exercise.' Sometime later, we were invaded by thousands of Marines and Army troops. I remember gas rationing, food and clothing rationing. We made our own butter, cooked a lot over outdoor fires. People often ask me whether I was afraid of the local Japanese people. My mom worked with them. They were all loyal Americans. I think the day of Pearl Harbor, the local FBI rounded up about 7 alien Japanese agents clustered on the local docks waiting for the invading force. But the reality was we ended up sending a large number of young Japanese boys to the 101st Battalion. They fought in Europe and were highly decorated. Thanks for the memories." Well, we love to hear from you. Go to hearandnow.org, leave a comment on the homepage, or email us, letters@hearandnow.org. Back in a minute, Here and Now.